Here's a serious story. I want to speak to Bob McCallion. Bob, good morning.
Hello again, Frank.
Bob, we've spoken before, and we'll speak again, no doubt, because the dark hedges, it's a serious issue. Another one damaged in the most recent wind. You have serious concerns about the future of the dark hedges.
I have studied the dark hedges and photographed it, Frank, for 40 years, and the last few years I have seen the damage and the deterioration down at the site, mainly from traffic. The storm Hector actually damaged three trees, but they got off lightly. It was actually limb drops. But basically, since I spoke to you last, there was a bit of good news. We had DFI Road Service put some supplementary signs up, which were worded and quite direct, and those helped get most of the traffic, the tourist traffic, off the road. But there's still traffic accessing the road on a daily basis. This looks like a big car park sometimes, and that just goes on and on, day after day. And I mean, that has an added effect of low level, the roots of the trees, and high level, the limbs, which is most concerning to me, because I have actually seen high level limbs being struck by traffic that probably should be on the road, but they have to go into the side of the road to avoid parked cars, and it's quite a serious situation.
Is it being policed at all, considering we do have the signage?
Well, I have met with police down at the site, I think, about four times since October when the prohibition came into place. The police have never really issued any tickets, and they say that they don't really have the time and the resources. But I think we got to think a bit outside the box here, Frank, at the Dark Hedges. We keep hearing about what people can't do for it. Now, that attraction is bringing an estimated 240,000 visitors. It's being promoted worldwide. There's well over that number. But they're coming into an unmanaged site, and nobody seems to be able to put any feet in the ground down there. We're the only conservation group, Save the Dark Hedges campaign group, who have people on the ground. But, I mean, as I said to you before, we can only do so much. But now my attitude and the attitude of a lot of our members is that it's public safety down there. It needs to be highlighted. I think the trees are beyond. You can't reverse that damage that has happened to the trees. So, it's a serious situation.
When you say you can't reverse the damage, are you suggesting that we're looking at a situation where at some point something's going to fall on people?
Well, I have actually compiled a report highlighting the safety issues. And with that report, I posted a very poignant photograph of a lorry trying to get up through the dark hedges. This is when the road was open. Going into the side of the road and actually getting stuck below branches. Now, since that happened last year, I witnessed those branches and those limbs being struck two or three times. Now, around Easter, those two limbs came down onto the road. Now, luckily, there was nobody underneath them. And that I've seen that happen two or three times, but you won't ever see this. You won't ever see this in the media. The landowners down there, who I have always commended, they actually clear up mostly after the storms and after things like limb drops in conjunction with road service. But I think this is going to continue unless somebody takes a definite stance down there. There's long-term proposals for the Dark Hedges. There's long-term proposals being by the council being made and the local Dark Hedges estate, the business. But we've got to address the immediate situation down there, and there's other things that the safety issues are not mainly confined to Brega Road under the trees. We have a lot of situations now where people are parking on the main road, Ballinlea Road, and at the top road, Ballykemper Road, but there's no parking restrictions there. Now, that's a danger to pedestrians crossing the road to get to the Dark Hedges. It's a danger to drivers. So I've put all this into a final report, Frank, and I've issued it to all what we keep hearing about, the so-called stakeholders of the Dark Hedges. And the last count, I counted, I had issued that report to, not including the media now, I'd issued it to 25 bodies and people. So, I mean, surely somebody could do something for and these fundamental issues, somebody could have done something for the past 8 years when all this has been happening. So, I think we've come to the end of our tether.
Well, it is sad to hear that you are so concerned, but at least, Bob, you are raising the issue, and let's hope that no one is injured, and certainly equally that, well, primarily no one is injured, but we do not want to see the demise of the fabulous attraction that is the Dark Hedges. Bob, I appreciate, I know you're rushing off as well to a meeting, but I really appreciate you coming on the programme and raising it. And, you know, if you are someone who has a vested interest, anyone from a coach operator to a local councillor to a local farmer to a holiday maker, we all got to pull together to ensure that, number one, we're safe, and number two, that we don't destroy that natural attraction. So we got to open our eyes and waken up a bit to the ongoing problem that is, or rather the developing problem, yeah, that is the Dark Hedges. I'm going to speak to Alan, I'm going to speak to Albert, the man himself, Albert, who organises all of this fabulous event, the 40th anniversary All-Ireland Game Fair. Speak to Albert Titterington very shortly.